chance of a shower tonight and tomorrow. Then it's sunshine Friday through the weekend. Overnight lows, lower to upper 50s. Tomorrow afternoon, becoming more partly sunny with highs into the upper 60s. We'll have 40s and 50s for the mornings each day. Friday through Sunday, sunshine each afternoon with high temperatures near 70. No rain, dry weather continues right on through Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show November 6th and 7th to see thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns. Plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, November 6th, 9 to 5. Sunday, November 7th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
This is Maritime Matters. It is that time. I'm going to read a little bit from the book is called The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. And this is like, I'm not getting my warnings, let alone my conclusions, from only what I've been put through myself as a federal maritime officer, an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, and a naval officer, an officer within the Department of Defense who's embedded within the United States Merchant Marine as an officer in the Merchant Marine and naval officer. And for any number of reasons, you know, to protect shipping, to be able to report back on what we're seeing, what we're encountering, espionage, you know, all kinds of good stuff. But this system has been attacked by George H.W. Bush and then George W. Bush. And it was George Herbert Walker Bush who was he was chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations while he was vice president. And, you know, he was knighted by the crown, but he signed and didn't put into effect, but the North American Free Trade Agreement. It wasn't Clinton who did NAFTA. It was George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan, who was also knighted by the crown. I think they didn't show Reagan the Zapruder film, you know, as people joke about when somebody comes in, they just show him Kennedy getting assassinated to kind of keep him in line in advance. I think for Reagan, they had to act it out for him, you know, because he was an actor. So what they did was they showed him. They didn't just show him the film. They actually, and they really tried to kill him to put George Herbert Walker Bush, a direct agent for the crown, the British-German royal crown, in as president. Why do you think he was a one-term president and got removed? Enough people were in positions of power and trust within the United States to protect the United States from these usurpers. And George Herbert Walker Bush was not the only one, his son as well. His son becoming president is a sign of royalism. It's not republicanism. And, you know, we have a democratic republic. It is a republic, but it has democratic institutions like the vote that are and have been under attack for a very long time now. But this book, and I could expand on all of what I just said enormously, where Bill Clinton is a member of on the Council of Foreign Relations. His former, the president before him, George Herbert Walker Bush, was a board member and chairman of the board, much like Dick Cheney was as vice president, chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. If this was a law firm, people would be freaking out. It's not a law firm. If this was a corporation like General Electric and all these people, George Herbert Walker Bush and Clinton and Epstein and Stacey Abrams and more, were all members of this corporation called General Electric, people would be freaking out and they would fight it and they would see it and they would say, no, this is not even a conflict of interest. This is so far beyond that, having all of these employees of this particular corporation as heads of state is crazy. We've been so deep within the corporate state, and I would say, much like, you know, they're reporting on what's going on in Australia, to where they've created and basically passed, and this, I think this was out in Freedom's Phoenix or someplace, I think it was Paul Craig Roberts who wrote about it. You can attack him all you want. It's pretty spot on as far as I'm concerned, and from what I know and what I've seen and what I've endured, that these fascists, and they are fascists, Antonio Scalia, or Anthony Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, his father was the president of the World Fascist Society, and they have the little fasci on the wall behind the Supreme Court. It's the bundle of sticks with the little flag on it. These fascists have, you know, and they're calling them proto-fascists and neo-fascists. No, these are crazy, dyed-in-the-wool, you know, I don't care about you or anything else other than me making a bunch of money by marrying corporations with the state. You can look at things like InfraGuard and more. InfraGuard is basically the marriage of corporations and the government within the transportation sector. And now you got Pete Buttigieg, who's in there, and he's a Rhodes Scholar. The Rhodes Scholarship was set up by Cecil Rhodes, the same guy who set up the Council on Foreign Relations, and both were dedicated to reclaiming the United States of America for the British German crown, bringing it back under as the lost colony to the British German Empire. And, you know, no one will refer to it as the quote-unquote British German Empire, even though when our founders fought a revolutionary war and a war of independence, it was against a king of England, the United Kingdom, that spoke German, didn't even speak English. And nothing against Germans, and people need to realize this and understand this. We need you now. We need your help. We need those who understand their own history. Germans fled Germany in the early to mid-1800s. The German Diet, which is like Congress here, similar, but not exactly, because it was even a kingdom then, and eventually became a little bit of a republic for a very short period of time, the Weimar Republic. They had to shut down immigration out of Germany because so many people were leaving Germany. And whether that was the intent planned all along to, you know, for some kind of a diaspora of the German people throughout the world, it's not the only one. And they've done this throughout, you know, even you can include the Middle East and all of the Semitic tribes there, which is not just Israel. It's all the Arab and former Ottoman and Persian and Arab nation states. You know, where if you look at what I endured was it started in 2000, went into kind of heated up 2001. And then 9/11 happened, but I was in federal district court against three federal military corporations, two shipping companies, and a federal officers association or union that have taken over and basically taken our United States Merchant Marine and reflagged it outside of the United States, and are doing this for foreign interests. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
Brennan's Wine Room, nestled in the depths of a two-story cellar, is a destination all on its own and is a perfect venue for intimate special occasions like birthdays, business dinners, and more. The dimly lit room features a massive 16-foot long table milled from a single cypress found in the Mississippi Bayou. Wine lovers may opt to dine a la carte or indulge in the classic cellar experience with a multi-course tasting menu by James Beard finalist Chef Slade Rushing with personalized wine pairings. Call Brennan's today to book your exclusive private tour in our wine room.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
No, what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50 milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar to Go can be found at www.thebartogo.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebartogo.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Well, that's some aggressive comeback music. Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah. All right, so on the back cover of The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff, it has this. Does America have a hidden oligarchy? Is U.S. foreign policy run by a closed shop? What is the Council on Foreign Relations? It began in 1921 as a front organization for J.P. Morgan and Company. By World War II, it had acquired unrivaled influence on American foreign policy. Hundreds of U.S. government administrators and diplomats have been drawn from its ranks, regardless of which party has occupied the White House. But what does the Council on Foreign Relations stand for? Why do the major media avoid discussing it? What has been its impact on American past, and what is it planning for the future? These questions and more are answered by James Perloff in The Shadows of Power. an eye-opening account of a private group that has helped shift American foreign policy away from America's best interests. Highly recommended. David B. Funderburk, former U.S. ambassador to Romania. Policies linked to the organization described in this book have helped visit a number of tragedies on the free world. There may be more forthcoming. James Perloff has cut through a litany of myths to bring out the facts. To not read this book is to live dangerously. Philip Crane, United States Congressman. If we want to avoid the disaster of one world government, if we wish to preserve our priceless national sovereignty and live through all time as freemen, then it is imperative that the American people read The Shadows of Power. This is not the only book that I recommend or get people to try to pick up and read, but that was from Meldrum Thompson Jr., governor of New Hampshire, 1973 to 79. That's how long this has been going on and how people have been enlightened and been trying to report on what is going on. There have been many books purporting to explain the quote-unquote real reasons for what happened to us in Vietnam. Unfortunately, most of these have been part of the same old smokescreen from the actual architect of the war, the American establishment. Our veterans deserve more than memorials. They deserve the truth. Here at last is a book where they can find it. And I've got a decal covering who said that. And it was Andrew Gatsis. And he was a brigadier general, U.S. Army, retired. And there's no more dangerous organization than the Council on Foreign Relations. There are no more dangerous individuals than those people like Stacey Abrams, who is a Council on Foreign Relations member. I'm going to read directly from the book so you get a little taste of, and it goes back through like where all this came from and who these people are and what they're up to. Let me go to, I was not going to read this part, but Gains for Communism. When World War One ended, millions of French, German, British, and American soldiers lay dead. What was it all for? What was truly won for the great sacrifice? Although the war had supposedly been fought to, quote-unquote, make the world safe for democracy, it did not achieve that. But one group did profit significantly, the communists. They used the chaos of the war to inflame Russia with revolution and captured the largest country on earth. World War II had a similar denouement. Millions of French, German, British, and American soldiers again lay dead. And for what? Yes, the threat of fascism had been valorously eliminated. But this was again in the negative sense. Only the communists acquired something from World War II, Eastern Europe, and a foothold in Asia. The war had a commonly overlooked irony. It was begun to save Poland from conquest by Germany, yet when it was over, Poland had been conquered anyway by the Soviets. This brought no tears from CFR men like John Scott, who wrote in 1945, quote, "When Russia disappoints us, as in Poland, we must indulge our tendency to moralize and say that we cannot deal with the Bolsheviks." During World War II, the United States and the USSR were allies. Ostensibly, this was an expedient forced by the threat of Hitler. But as if we already seen, the growth of German fascism and armed might were made possible by the Dawes Plan, a brainchild of the international bankers that had the CFR's blessing. Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin was a strange choice for an ally. Like Hitler, he had slaughtered millions of his own people, including some 6 million during the Ukrainian genocide, 1932 to 33 alone. And like Hitler, Stalin was an international aggressor. Few recall that the 1939 invasion of Poland was a joint venture by the Germans and Soviets, who had signed a pact that year. In 1939 to 1940, Stalin also invaded Finland, occupied the Baltic states of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, and annexed part of Romania. Nevertheless, FDR called him, quote-unquote, Uncle Joe. Gee, who else are we calling Uncle Joe? Joe Biden, FJB? Joe Biden's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Our president is a member of these Rockefellerites, for want of another term. And the American press built him up as an anti-fascist hero after Germany attacked Russia in 1941. And more than adulation was offered in support. During the war, America bestowed over $11 billion in lend-lease aid on the USSR. Overseeing these shipments was FDR's top advisor, Harry Hopkins, a zealous admirer of the Bolsheviks. Not everything Hopkins sent was for the record. After the war, two congressional hearings examined evidence that he had also given Moscow nuclear materials and purloined blueprints for the atomic bomb. Hopkins didn't face charges. He was dead. But the facts of the case were chronicled and preserved by George Racy Jordan, a Lend-Lease expediter, in his book, From Major Jordan's Diaries. Under Lend-Lease, the Soviets received, among other things, 14,000 aircraft. Think about that, 14,000 aircraft. Think about what just went on in Afghanistan. Almost half a under Joe Biden, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, almost half a million tanks, trucks, and other vehicles, and over 400 combat ships. Without this massive infusion of material, it is doubtful that they could have turned back the German military. America thus saved from extinction what is today regarded as its greatest threat, Soviet communism. The U.S. government also, which is, you know, what Hillary is telling us and Bill is telling us and many of these Council on Foreign Relations members are telling us, that China's the enemy, Russia's the enemy, that we need a foreign enemy so that they can get away with what they're doing and have been doing since well before 1921 when the Council on Foreign Relations was founded. Let me continue just through this one section. The U.S. government also cooperated in Stalin's territorial aggrandizement. At the quote-unquote Big Three conferences attended by Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt, FDR made concession after concession to the Red Ruler. At Tehran, think Iran, and our involvement there for God knows how long, it was agreed that armies of the Western Allies would strike at Germany through France, not the Balkans, which preserved Eastern Europe for Soviet engulfment. It was agreed that Stalin would control Eastern Poland, liberate Prague, and maintain possession of the Baltic states. And it was agreed that all would support Tito, a dictator, in Yugoslavia, rather than the anti-communist Draža Milović. At the Yalta conference, an ailing President Roosevelt brought along as advisor Alger Hiss, the Soviet spy who was later discovered and convicted. Hiss, a member of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, claimed that it is an accurate and not immodest statement to say that I helped formulate the Yalta Agreement to some extent. At Yalta, it was conceded that the Soviets would have three votes in the General Assembly of the United Nations, which has been the official reality since the UN started operating. All other countries have only one vote. Think about that. I want to play a game with you, but I'm going to let you win. So let me let you have two decks of cards that you can play from, and I'll just have one card. In the Pacific Theater, the Soviets were given control of the Kuril Islands, the southern half of Sakhalin Island, and the Manchurian ports of Dairan and Port Arthur. It was agreed that all Russians displaced by the war, that is, who had fled from Stalin's tyranny westward into Europe, would be repatriated by the Allies. This is cray-cray, people. You need to learn your history. You need to know and understand it. I'll get back. There's one little paragraph I want to finish reading just from this section. But there's a bunch of other stuff I could read. The Council on Foreign Relations is basically like the Knights Templar, for want of a better term. And the president of it is Richard Haass, and he needs to be arrested, detained, and prosecuted for war crimes. The Council on Foreign Relations is not our friend. It's not a peaceful organization. It needs to be dismantled now.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You can chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Elections held in parts of the nation Tuesday were won mostly by Republicans, and that may not bode well for Democrats in next year's midterm elections. In Virginia, GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin beat Democrat Terry McAuliffe by a decent margin to be the new governor. So why would blue state voters go red? Louisiana pollster John Cuvion.
You have voters who are discontented with the way that the Biden administration seems to be reacting on economic issues.
He says this could foreshadow the 2022 midterms, although he feels Louisiana incumbents are all in a comfortable place for re-election. A Pineville man has been arrested for a fatal hit-and-run crash last weekend in Grant Parish. State police say 62-year-old Keith Rowland struck and killed 35-year-old April Dubios as she walked along the shoulder of U.S. Highway 71 just north of Montgomery. He then left the scene. Rowland is in the Grant Parish jail now. Troopers are still seeking the vehicle he drove Saturday morning as evidence. This is news on LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming soon to Louisiana. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world and have created one of America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code LA Sports when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code LA Sports to get $100 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
And now, an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot. But you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly, if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Can you hear me? Okay, cool. All right, people. Wow. A couple things I wanted to mention, and they are important. You need to watch for them and be involved. You know, you're supposed to be the last arbiter over your own government, and that only works if you actually are and you have to show up. They're going to change. Instead of having flags on ships of a nation state, this whole flag of convenience thing, like instead of having a U.S. flag oil tanker to where anything that happens where they're on the ship goes to the laws of the country of the flag that it flies, like the United States, or in the case of a flag of convenience like China or Panama or Rhodesia, which was, you know, a flag of convenience for a period of time, and was a British protectorate under Cecil Rhodes and more, and thereafter, even after he had handed the whole thing over to the crown. But they're going to have corporate state flags. You will have on a ship a Google flag, to where it's no longer the flag of the United States or whatever flag of convenience, Panama. It will be a corporate flag. And so you will have the vessel coming under the rules, not law, because under a corporation, it's rules. Under an administrative state, it's rules, not law. We've been living in, you know, like what just happened in Australia. It happened to us in 1946. What I'm referring to as far as Australia is where they basically created a dictator in one of the provinces, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if he's MP, but there's an article by Paul Craig Roberts that's out in Freedom's Phoenix. And they basically set up a dictatorship and handed the legislature and the judiciary over to the head of law enforcement, the executive branch. That's exactly what they did in Nazi Germany. They made Hitler a god, basically. And that's, you know, gets into the Antichrist and the minor Antichrist and everything else. When a man is God, which is what the Roman Senate used to be able to do, was to deify the emperor and make him a god. You know, you've seen the movie 300, where the Persian king believes he's a god. And, you know, the Greeks and Athenians fought against that, and I'm paraphrasing, but for the larger effect and towards what's going on now and has been going on for a very long time, most people don't believe, especially if you have any brains at all, even half a brain, that a man should be God or considered as God or declared to be God. And that is what the Antichrist system is. That is what kingdoms with kings and queens are to where a man and his administration can play God with other people. And that's what's going on with COVID, the vaccines, which isn't a vaccine, it's gene therapy, and issues of graphene oxide that get into the whole thing of the lattice or lace matrix that Elon Musk and others are working on, same guy that's making robots. I could really use some help to stay on the air. I've been hammered. I was one of the first cases when the Department of Homeland Security was created. The Coast Guard was moved into the Department of Homeland Security from the Department of Transportation as if it came from the Department of Defense. And they brought charges against me for, quote unquote, being depressed, prosecuted me, carried me over from the Department of Transportation. The Coast Guard brought the charges. I've never been in the Coast Guard. Coast Guard was a federal maritime civil service police force. It's now saying it's a special branch of military in Homeland Security. They've actually created fusion centers in Homeland Security. But the other thing I wanted to mention beyond the flag issue and coming up with the corporate flags now for ships and more, and eventually, I mean, that's what China did when it took over the ports, when Bill Clinton, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, cut a deal and took money from a gardener to pass the Long Beach shipyard to Costco, China Ocean Shipping Company, not Costco where you go buy box goods or whatever. All of this stuff is and has been going on right in front of us. And without, I guess, deeper understanding, it's hard to look at clearly and fathom the depths of treason that many of these individuals are involved in turning over and working to turn over the United States to this New World Order, this one world government that will be under Prince Charles as the new king of the world under British rule, British German rule, that is already upon us, I say. And I see it in so many other, you know, different ways. But the one I was going to mention was that the Coast Guard will, not the Navy, not the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy has been under attack for some time. Even these people leaving the Navy because of the mandates and more. The Secretary of Defense is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. So look at that and the whole issues of vaccines and people leaving the military. People need to wake up and wake up quick because we have this secret society that is running the show, and it's not doing it for us, for our own protection, for a republic, for the people of the republic, for the freemen and women and children and grandchildren in the republic. It is to conquer it, take it over, and subjugate it back under royal British German crown authority, rule. And these are, if you speak up, if you speak out, if you raise your hand, it'll be cut off. That's the kind of people these are. It's absolute dictatorship. You are nothing better than property. If that, you're less than property. They're treating dogs better than, beagles better than they're treating humans. Fauci needs to be arrested, not fired. He's a war criminal. Gates is a war criminal. Bill Gates, knighted by the crown. Jeffrey Epstein was also, if you believe he's dead, if you don't, he still is, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Stacey Abrams, who is this one? Where'd she come from? Like all of a sudden, out of the blue, whoa, she's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Terry McAuliffe, who just lost, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. The individual, the Republican who just won, Youngkin, in Virginia is a member of the military-industrial complex. I mean, Eisenhower, and a lot of people think Eisenhower was a good president, a good Joe, or a good Ike. I like Ike. When you look at his involvement with the Council on Foreign Relations, you start to understand that maybe he wasn't. We're going to break, but I want to throw out real quick, we're not going to be on air tomorrow because of a football game. And we'll also be off the air on Thanksgiving because of Christmas. No, Thanksgiving. Come on, people. Pay attention. 504-556-9696. I might try to sneak a call in here. But people, The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. You need to read and understand, but you need to get into action. I could use some help and support. I need some sponsors like, you know, Angel for the show to keep me on the air, because I'll be off the air very soon. Like very soon. Because I just can't cut it myself. I've been hammered. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Clay with Liberty or Lockdown. I'm moving to a new show in a new hour. Join me for What's Your Passion Live to talk about promoting your passion or your business. What's Your Passion is a live show that promotes businesses and podcasts around the city. Join me every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. Or you can go to www.wypagency.com to get your business or podcast promoted. See you there.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, we'll visit with Colonel Alan West, candidate for governor of Texas. We'll premiere our new Ringside Politics parody of the week, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Coming back music, it's the best. All right. Coming back music. Right on, baby. What was I saying? The Coast Guard, Admiral Allen, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's now at NASA. So we have a Coast Guard commandant now working at NASA, because he's a space cadet. and a Nazi. Sorry, have to say it, but you know, he's working for the British Crown. And I know this sounds nuts, and maybe I don't because I'm so deep into it and have, you know, pulled all of this stuff together from coming up against it and against them. You know, Admiral Allen is the guy who pretended that the Coast Guard is a branch of military and shut down the Gulf of Mexico and disallowed American citizens from going to sea and discover what happened with British Petroleum. British Petroleum and the Deepwater Horizon incident, to where the head of a special branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military at all, that is a branch of military in Homeland Security, not the Department of Defense. And then we have a Council on Foreign Relations member as the Secretary of Defense now, and the Commander-in-Chief, get this, I'm whispering, and you know why I'm whispering. Because the Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British aristocratic secret society. It's why Kennedy lost his life in trying to inform on and report upon the Council on Foreign Relations. And I know from personal experience and what they've done to me and been doing to me for quite some time now, I mean, if they're willing to take out the President of the United States and replace him with their own people, what do you think they're willing to do to me? And so I'm asking for a circling of the wagons. A former naval officer, former officer in the Merchant Marine, I say, you know, still am, because I never lost any of that properly or for anything that I did, because I had actually filed suits in federal district court against Matson Shipping Company that was involved with Secretary of State John Dulles, the grandfather of Allen and John, in seizing Hawaii with the bishops and Matson from the Hawaiians, Queen Liliuokalani. And they did this not for America, but so that once America was whole and had seized as much as it could, that it would then be turned over back to the British. So it was the Americans who did all this, which isn't true. We've tried to have a system of self-governance, and since the inception in 1775-76, you know, the war was fought till 85 or thereafter, in my understanding, has continued ever since. The British were taken over and conquered and turned into a vassal state of Rome, and it took Rome 600 years to carry this out. They didn't care how long, because they would just pass it from one generation of one family to the next. And that's where, you know, we shouldn't have constitutional monarchies. We shouldn't have kingdoms on earth. If you want kingdoms, there, have them in heaven, where there's only one king, God. Where there's only one God, and not a man made into an antichrist, made into a God incarnate, made into an emperor, where the Senate votes to deify the emperor and make him a god. Because now that AI is out and everybody and their mother in the Council on Foreign Relations has their own AI supercomputer, like Google, like Facebook, who are both corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, NVIDIA is actually building... It just built, like, not too long ago, an artificial intelligence supercomputer for Cambridge. Think Cambridge Analytica, which got into stealing the vote. They are going to have, instead of AI and supercomputers that protect the vote and defend itself, because even if they have the best, you know, AI supercomputer in the world, that actually somehow runs, you know, a beast computer that runs our elections, it can easily be overtaken and compromised by another artificial intelligence supercomputer. We are, Skynet is active, and I hate to draw from Terminator, and hopefully people out there get it, enough people get it, that the artificial intelligence computers are active, they're live, and they're not held by us or the elected representatives of us, the U.S., United States, or the American people. They're held by all these corporate, like Mark Zuckerberg has his own, if not numerous, supercomputers, artificial intelligence supercomputers. Do you want an artificial intelligence supercomputer that's modeled after Mark Zuckerberg to be running the world? Because you can joke, because it's not Facebook anymore. It's now Meta. Meta as in metadata, as in they don't need to talk to you. They don't need to eavesdrop on you. All they need to do is track where your cell phone went, which eventually gets into with the vaccine mandates, which, you know, it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy, to where they can now, with what's going on, force you to accept the chip. The chip. The chip. And I'm not talking Doritos here, people. I'm talking microchip, nanotechnology. You know, they've been able to spray on pallets for shipping purposes and more. RFID, you know, not the size of a grain of rice. I'm talking nanoparticles, the size of molecules. Technology that it can be put in your drink. You can drink it. And all of a sudden, you're chipped. And that's okay. Because now we're going to monitor your vitals and your health and your welfare. And although these are the same people that had dead peasants insurance, not just back in Rome when it was created thousands of years ago, where they were using it to insure soldiers so that if they lost a soldier, they would get compensated by these insurance companies to pay for and to refuel the soldier. They called it dead peasants insurance because peasants were property. And if you lost your property, you were to be compensated. That is exactly what's going on now. Walmart was involved. And Walmart's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Walmart was insuring its own employees and collecting the death benefits. People, I could go on and on and on and on. Prudential, a respected insurance company, was involved in this. They were involved in all this with U.S. soldiers. We won't be here tomorrow. We will be back next week, hopefully, God allows. I could really use some help. Call the station. Search me out. I'm in deep trouble, people, and could really use some help. And circling to the wagons. Anyways, have a good weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And I'm out. It's Eric Schein, Maritime Matters, WGSO, AM 990. Peace out, people.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz